Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Layla and
Jaya
podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a few topics from the book The Things They Carry by Tim O'Brien. We have a few things to talk about today with emotion and mental things that was happening in the book. We're going to be talking about guilt, regret, and Jaya's going to be talking about
depression and anxiety.
So sit back, get some drinks, get comfortable, because we're going to start talking about what was in this book today. So with guilt, it was like this character named Norman Bowker, right? And he was feeling really guilty about a few things he did in the chapter. One thing that he did not do, actually, was not saving Kiowa because of a poop smell of where they were camping. He felt so bad because he couldn't bear the smell of the poop anymore, and he just couldn't take it, and he just left Kiowa for dead. And he felt so bad about that for so long, to the point where he tried to deal with it by talking to random people, talking to imaginary people, and he couldn't really cope with it. So he kind of went on this mental breakdown, loss, and he just like lost everything, and he ended up actually committing suicide. So rest in peace to him. But it's very interesting how guilt can make you do these weird things. Like, guilt is just like a strong emotion that can make you feel lost, make you feel alone, and just make you feel like you're just non-existent in this world. What is your opinion on guilt?
Yes, I agree with what you're saying. Guilt can really beat you up, like beat you up inside, because if there's nothing you can do about it, then it's just going to be on your mind.
Right.
You know, you can't change things.
Right. What do you think about people committing suicide because of guilt?
Well, you know, I can't really give an exact opinion, but what I can say is that you have to find a way, you know, like he could have found a support group, or he could have just talked to a dog, or he could have wrote it down like Tim O'Brien did.
Right, because, you know, back in the day, he actually, one part of the book, he went to like this little burger joint and he tried talking to someone on the intercom, but it just didn't work out. Go ahead, you can say.
He was just imagining that he was talking to someone, but he really wasn't. And it was like, you know, if he just would have talked to someone, then he could still be here to this day, maybe, you know.
I think what leads him to the point of regret.
Yeah.
Because I feel like since he regretted doing that, it led him to the emotion of guilt. And with that, humans have so many complicated emotions. Like, we should never have to come to a point where you feel you can't talk to anyone, you're alone, and you just decide to commit suicide, especially in the YMCA building. Like, that's just so sick and so sad, and my heart goes out to him, because there is no, I understand his guilt, because I would feel bad if I were in the same predicament that he was in, and I left someone for dead, and it was just like, why did I do this? Because of a smell? Like, I could have did it. Like, I really could have did it.
Because you were already camping in that same spot, so you could have just pulled it. You could have just smelled it for a couple more minutes.
Just a little longer. Yeah, just a little longer. And you could have just saved your friend. But he couldn't bear it anymore, so he just had to go on the way. He just made his choice, and that was the consequence of it. And it just led to him feeling guilty for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so on that note, we can go to Jaya's topics.
Okay, so I will be talking about depression and anxiety on Norman Baker.
Bowker.
So, yeah, him going to war and not saving his friend, it gave him the PTSD because he was traumatized, and he was just really depressed because he couldn't change what he did. And he couldn't talk to no one about it. Like, usually when you have like depression, anxiety, you just feel really sad and really alone. And that's how he felt. And it just pushed him to the limit of he couldn't take it no more.
Yeah.
So he did what he did. But shame on the YMCA building, because no one, well, I can't really say they were supposed to make him feel comfortable, but no one, I'm guessing no one talked to him, so that's why he did it in that building, because I think that's a recreational center.
Yeah, it's like a little workout place.
Right. So I feel like if someone would have just talked to him that was in that building, then he wouldn't have did it. He would have, you know, had second thoughts on it.
Yeah. I feel like, because, you know, I remember hearing that back in the day, they didn't have, like, for people that get out of war, like, in 2019, we got little, like, systems they can go into, like, yep, little places groups. Where, yeah, support yep. groups that they could talk in. Back in the day, they didn't have nothing like that. And they didn't even think that PTSD was a real thing.
Right.
So they just threw them out there and just said, you just got to deal with what you've seen. Yep. Like, that's it. So, and I know someone had to notice that he was going through something.
Right.
Because if you thinking about committing suicide, there's no way that you could see someone and not like be like, okay, there gotta be something wrong with him.
Or he could have just talked to some of the old some of the old soldiers, you know, like you know, Tim found a way to cope with what he was going through and what he did, you know, the PTSD.
Yeah.
So I feel like Norman could have found a way too, even if it was just him talking to himself or him writing it down. Or any, it could have been anything.
Yeah. Well, that brings up a good point, too, nowadays. Because I feel like the question that we should ask is, do you think that someone that was in the war back in the day has a more highly chance to be more depressed and guilty about things than in 2019?
I think it does because, like you said, you know, we have support groups now. We have, you know, all these little things. And you can even talk to people online, like, and just, you know, talk to them like they didn't have that. You couldn't just go online and
true.
Post something about being depressed
very
and
true.
Somebody, you know, sign up and say something. You know, they didn't have that. So, yeah, I think it's a higher risk of them just going through it, you know?
Yeah. Do you think that him killing himself was a sign of him, like, being weak in a way? Like, just weak-hearted and weak-minded at the point because of war? Or do you think that it was more like of like he had no choice type thing?
Well, he definitely had a choice because he could have found anybody. Like, I know it was someone that was like there for him, but he probably didn't see it as much as, you know,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to. But I'm pretty sure it was someone there for him that he could have talked to. So he definitely had a choice. He just wasn't in his right mind. He didn't know a way to, you know.
Yeah.
Cope with it.
Yeah. I feel like because as humans and people that go to war, I feel like it's very hard for someone to learn how to cope with those things.
Exactly.
Because as a student at high school right now, I find certain situations that pop up is already hard to cope with because I don't know how to understand my emotions.
Right.
Being that they were like 18 through 20, 21 mm-hmm. in war, very young, and I know they didn't know like how to cope with the emotions that they felt and the things that they heard. They were just really kids, like
right.
still. They didn't have no time to really grow up and live life, so they wouldn't understand how to do different things, especially with some people who were drafted in the war who never had actual parents or mentors
exactly.
to teach them how to be human or how to be grown up.
Yeah.
So they just end up doing things like this when they don't have no one in their lives to teach them how to like do things for themselves for the betterment of their self.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get your point of view, definitely. I don't know. I think there's just always a way. Like, there's just always some way that you can, you know. Like, it could be anyone. Like, it could be your neighbor. Like, you never know if you don't try.
Yeah, but he also did feel like nobody wanted to hear the story.
But, yeah, that's true. But, like, they didn't really say that he tried to tell someone. Like, he kind of just, like, brushed it off. Like, oh, okay. Like, he wanted somebody to beg to hear the story.
I kind of got that vibe. Like, he wanted, he just, like, he was one of those little, I don't want to say attention seeker.
Yeah.
But he was kind of like, because it was a big deal, a big topic.
Yeah.
But it's like, he was kind of waiting for someone to come to him
yeah.
instead of him going to someone else.
Right. I think his pride has something to do with that.
Maybe.
Because if he really wanted to get off his chest, you know, he would, you know, just say something to someone that was
yeah.
there for him, his
yeah.
friend, family, anyone.
True. Because being in the war always, like, already gives you pride.
Exactly.
Because you're in the war. You're an American soldier, which is seen as so strong in America. So you already got this big head pride. But also sometimes not, because, you know, some people just go in, like, some people get drafted, go in, they just, like, they just didn't like it. They didn't like the experience. They don't want the name of an American soldier because they didn't like what happened
right.
in the war. But I also feel like it's, I just don't feel like he should have just killed himself off of guilt and regret.
Yeah.
He should have just, the decision was already made. He should have just learned how to deal with it and like try to cope with it in a different way.
Yeah.
Instead of just waiting for someone trying to talk to him, why don't you find a way to talk to other people?
Exactly. Yep. You just have to find ways, you know. If he would have just found, if it would have been one little conversation, it would have saved him. But you know.
Yeah. Depression is like one big thing.
That's very it's really hard. It's a really hard mental issue.
Yes.
Mental health issue, because like you never know, like you have so many emotions and feelings at one time. It's like you don't know what you want to do, who you want to be,
right?
Where you want to be, you know. So
very heavy, especially coming off of war. It's just like
definitely
very heavy.
War, like people, it's like high school students, they can't handle it in high school, but like just imagine being in war and you have PTSD. Like that's just it's hard, but you can always find a way.
Well, that sound means it's time for a commercial break. I want to take this time to shout out Gorton's Toilets for helping Thurston High School with the toilets. Our plumbing system is amazing. You could take the biggest dumps and it'll always flush down. So thank you, Gorton Toilets, for the sponsorship. And now we will end our podcast. Thank you everyone for listening to Layla and Jyla's podcast. Anything you want to say?
Have a nice day.
Yeah, I guess that's summing up. Have a nice day. And make sure that, you know, reflect on your life. Don't do things that, you know, will affect your life for the long run. If you're depressed, try talking to someone. Try writing it down. Try reading. Just try coping with it in different ways other than suicide.
Exactly. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Bye.